This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up?
This is
The Shade.
Right here on Active FM.
With your hosts,
Thabo and Sesh. Mm-hmm. Yes. And today, I'm looking forward to today's show. Mm. So if you are a faithful Shade listener, a faithful Shader, you will know that it was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago, Ryan and I had to prove our worthiness of being the movie show presenters,
yes.
Which I must be honest, I was very nervous for because they're very interesting questions when it comes to the whole film industry. And I was like, oh, what if we... Yeah. But luckily, we are worthy of the movie show. So we decided to put another show to the test today. And it's involving Thabo. Thabo, are you ready to be put to the test?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's about time that people know that I'm worthy, you know.
If you lose, I'm going to laugh at you. I'm just
confident.
Saying.
Very, very confident.
Wow.
This is my juice.
This is your juice.
My alley, yes.
Your alley. Oh. Mm. So, Thabo is in another show. It is called The VAR Show. Do you want to tell us what your name, the name of your show means?
It means VAR Show. Yeah. So a VAR.
Okay. I was about to be like,
it's basically the meaning. The direct meaning is video assistant referee, which in football we have in case the referee doesn't make correct decisions. So then they can then pass on the situation to our video assistant referees who are going to repeat the footage and analyze every part of the footage.
Zoom in. Slow down.
Slow down. Speed up. Circle. Square.
Draw funny faces on people.
No.
No. Okay, no. Took it too far.
And they will rectify the decision.
Right.
So now us as a show, we sort of do the same thing. We take the weekend's actions or all the matches that played and we analyze them. We zoom in. We give you behind the scenes info and all sorts of kind of cool stuff.
That is deep. So, I have Thabo with me. Yes. And I have another person with me that is also on the VAR show.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're your co-host, I'm going to let you introduce them.
So this, on the other side of the field.
The field.
Is my co-host. My one and only co-host. One of two.
My one and only co-host. And then it changes to one of two.
One of two. DJ K.
Hey, what's up?
We have a crowd with us today. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah.
How are you, DJ K?
I'm feeling good. I feel like I can beat Thabo for like the second time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hectic stuff, man.
Okay.
The Shade is being thrown and we haven't even started.
Okay.
So just to give you a heads up, the listener, Thabo and Kumbo have gone back to back.
Yes,
head to head.
Mano a mano.
Soccer ball to soccer ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a who knows soccer better competition. And Thabo did not win.
Yeah. DJ K came out on top.
He lost.
Yeah. That specific day.
So if you lose, this is going to be very sad.
It's going to be 2-0. So
sure,
pray that we get a draw today.
No, listen. I cannot lose twice.
You cannot lose twice. Let's hope you don't lose twice. All right, so I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to be asking them the questions, and then they will be answering. If you don't know the answer to the question, you can pass it on to the other presenter, and we shall test if you guys are worthy of doing the VAR show, or if we need to find new presenters.
I think we got this.
Yeah, we've got this.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out, and that is question number one. Thabo, what years did Ronaldinho play Barcelona? Play with Barcelona.
So how many years did he play with them?
So from year what to what did he play with them? Yes, to?
2008.
Oh my goodness, he got it correct.
Oh.
Well done. Kumbo. Or
DJK. Yes.
What US soccer star joined Toronto FC in 2015?
Female or like male?
I think this is male. I don't know what I'm asking. Can I just say I'm not a soccer person at all? So whatever I'm asking them, sometimes I don't even know what I'm asking them. I think it's a male.
He played like for Manchester United.
What U.S. soccer star joined Toronto FC in 2015?
I don't know. Pass.
U.S. soccer star.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part.
In 2015, joining Toronto FC.
I don't know.
I only know of one U.S. soccer star that big.
All right. What's his name?
Tim Howard?
Nope.
No.
Would you like me to give you the answer?
Pass.
It was Jozy Altidore.
No way.
I was thinking of like, you know, those females. I only know.
I didn't even know Toronto has a soccer team.
You don't watch MLS?
No.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Tabo. What is the name of the Major League Soccer club that is based in Salt Lake City?
This is US questions, right?
It might be. But you guys are soccer fans. Like you're not European.
We like European. And
try to get this one and I'll move to European questions.
Okay. MLS soccer side.
Mm-hmm.
Based in?
Salt Lake City.
Hey.
I'll give you a clue. Two words from Salt Lake City are in it. And then there's another word.
Salt Lake FC.
Salt Lake City United.
No.
No.
The answer is Real Salt Lake.
What? I don't
okay.
know.
DJK, which team did Manchester City defeat on the final day of the 2013-14 Premier League?
I know this one.
She's sitting in agony.
Is it QPR?
Nope.
13-14. Not 11-12.
Not that one of Aguero.
No. That's 11-12. 13-14. Arsenal.
Nope.
Chelsea.
Nope.
United.
Nope.
Newcastle.
Nope. Oh my gosh. This is your team. You don't even know who your own team beat.
It's his team.
I won the league.
Okay. Tabo.
I won the league.
Yeah, but you got to know who you beat.
This is Kumbo's question.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Like, I know, but then I don't know, you know?
Okay, wait. Crystal Palace.
No, it can't.
This is so sad. You don't even know the team your own team beat in 2013-14. And they won. And you call yourself a Manchester City fan.
Like, I know the name is right there, but then it's running away.
I'm counting to 10 and you give me the answer. 1.
Okay.
2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
Sunderland.
Nope. The answer is West Ham United.
West Ham. You know the London club.
This is not looking good for you two. I would just like to say that.
It's
just saying.
No. We'll
it
come
is
back.
Embarrassing.
We'll it's embarrassing.
We'll it is embarrassing.
Extremely embarrassing.
Only got like
embarrassed.
Three wrong so far.
I've only
got
asked you like how many questions? I'm going to ask you World Cup quiz questions.
Yeah, do it.
Question 2, DJK. There have been 2 World Cup trophies. What was the name of the first? This is like soccer trivia on steroids.
What is this? I don't know. I don't know.
Tabo, would you like to try?
The name of the trophy.
The first trophy. World Cup, there have only been 2, so it's not that difficult. It's not like there's been 10. There's only been 2. What is the name of the first?
World Cup trophy.
No. It is the Jules Rimet Trophy / Victory.
No way.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What? I'm actually starting to sweat for you two.
No, listen.
All right, guys, come on. Let's have a... Wait, half time. We need to do a pep talk. Guys, you are the presenters. I was about to say you are the show. But you are the show. You are the VAR show. You need to pull up your socks. You need to get into the game and win.
Listen. We wouldn't prove we're worthy without a challenge. Yes. This is a challenge.
And challenge accepted.
At the moment,
this is what we expected.
At the moment,
we shall overcome. 90-minute Go, hat trick. Yeah. We shall score.
We want to do the Aguero.
Yes.
Yeah. At the moment, you two are losing.
Wait for last
So minutes. Please pep talk yourself into winning.
Okay, let's go. Second.
Okay, cool. Second question. Which country won the first ever World Cup in 1930?
Who are you asking? Thabo or me?
Thabo.
Oh, okay.
Uruguay.
Yes! Well done!
Yeah!
All right, run a roll now. Which country has won the worst...
What? The most? Isn't it Brazil?
Which country has won the most World Cups?
Brazil.
Correct.
Yeah.
Three countries have won the World Cup twice. Can you name them?
France.
Yes.
Brazil.
Argentina.
No. Argentina, yes.
Okay. And you said two most.
Three.
Oh, okay.
So it's three countries have won the World Cup twice.
France,
name them.
Argentina and... Okay, think of the shirts, combo.
I'm thinking.
Around the shirts.
Will they get it? Will they not get it? They were on a roll. And now, this one country.
How many chances do you get?
Spain. Give us? Is it Spain?
Nope.
No, Spain won their first in 2010. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, give us two guesses.
All right.
England.
Nope.
England. Where England?
Shut up.
You okay. Just said shut up.
Okay. Last one.
It's a European country or is it like South America?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah, we'll know.
Yeah, you will know if I tell you.
Italy.
Nope, it was Uruguay. The 2026 World Cup will be hosted across three different countries. Can you name them?
Three are continents or countries?
2026.
Countries. 2026 World Cup will be hosted across three different countries. Can you name them?
Across. Hosted.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so the next... three countries.
Can we go to Europe?
I don't think it's in Europe, right?
Can we do European questions, please?
No, we may not. You may answer this question. When Ryan and I were doing the movie show, we didn't go, can we please have Marvel questions? No, we answered
what?
You.
The World Cup comes once in 4 years. We don't know that much about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. We only know the next one, only watched, which is in 2022.
Only watched three
so
World
do
Cups.
Do you give up on this
we
question?
Are giving it
it's not that hard. It's countries. It's not continents.
Continents would have been easier.
But three countries.
It is.
Wait.
Iceland.
Wait.
Nope.
Clue. Are they Arab countries?
No, they're not Arab countries.
Okay. The next one is going to be in a thingy when I...
In Qatar, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So how can it be another thing?
Portugal.
Nope. Two more guesses.
France, England. Nope.
No, France. What's the 2018?
I was trying.
The answer is the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
What?
What? All right.
Which... country has appeared in three World Cup finals but never won the competition.
Never won.
They've appeared in three finals.
Netherlands.
Holland. Yeah. Yes.
In which World Cup did Diego Maradona score his infamous hand of God goal?
86.
Yes.
86.
What country?
What country does he play for?
No, against what country? Or
against what country? Against?
No.
Okay.
Which World Cup?
86.
Where was it in 86?
In Mexico.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Now I've got some bizarre football questions.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, okay, let's
are you ready for bizarre football questions? Okay, which Swedish footballer once had a clause inserted into his Premier League contract that prohibited him from traveling into space.
Isn't it Zlatan?
Nope.
Into space.
He's a Swedish soccer player that didn't want to go to space.
I only know
Zlatan. Do soccer players go to space?
No.
What is this guy about?
I legit.
Oh, my word. Okay, two guesses.
Swedish.
This guy must have feared going to space. Pass.
Stefan Schwartz.
I would have not.
All right, next question. Which Ballon d'Or winning footballer has a galaxy named after them in 2015? They have a galaxy named. These soccer players.
The person that won it in 2015.
No. He's a winner. But in 2015, he had a galaxy named after himself. After guys, him. I would even guess this one. It's like
Messi.
Nope. Ronaldo. The most, yes. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Has what? A galaxy has named after him.
It's called Galaxy Cosmo Redshift 7. CR7.
What? Oh.
makes sense.
All right, next question. Which former England internationals reached number 12 in the UK singles charts with the 1987 song Diamond Lights?
Please say it again.
All right. Which former England internationals reached number 12 in the UK singles chart with the 1987 song Diamond Lights?
Gary Lineker or something?
Mm-mm. Do you guys even know what that question means?
No.
Wait. George Best?
No.
Yeah.
So this guy was a singer?
I don't know.
I'm just asking a soccer question.
Frank Lampard.
No. Nope.
Oh, 87.
I'm just asking. I'm legit.
Do you know who Chris Waddle and Glenn Hoddle are?
Yes.
And it was as Glenn and Chris. All right, next question. Rangers tried to sign which superstar after Alex McLeish was altered to his ability through popular video game Football Manager? Rangers tried to sign which superstar after Alex McLeish was altered?
Rooney?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like famous?
Famous.
Messi?
Yes. Lionel Messi! Okay, English rock star Elton John was twice the owner of which football club?
Newcastle?
Nope.
West Ham?
Nope.
Manchester United?
No.
No.
You guys have too much drama.
Nope.
Tottenham Hotspur. Leeds United.
No.
Fulham.
Nope.
Blackburn Rovers.
Oh my goodness. No.
Chelsea. No. Everton.
Nope.
Arsenal.
No. One more guess.
Blackpool.
Nope. It was Watford.
And they got relegated last year.
Wow. Okay. Hopefully, guys, you are doing well.
And then
then you went down again.
Yeah.
Feel like the score is 2-1 now. So.
Like 2-1.
2-1, as in you not being worthy of the VAR show is 2.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And you being worthy of the VAR show 1. All right. Okay. So I'm going to hit you with some Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi questions.
We better know Messi.
All right. Messi has spent his entire professional career at Barcelona, but what was his schoolboy team?
Boca Juniors.
No.
And
you guys say you're a fan of his.
River Plate.
Nope.
I don't know.
Your last one. Sure, it's not Boca Juniors.
I'm positive. I'm looking at the answer right now. Oh my goodness. The answer is Newell's Old Boys.
Doch.
Okay, next question. Which Portuguese team did Ronaldo play for before signing for you Manchester United?
Sporting.
Sporting FC.
That is correct. Ronaldo is synonymous with the number 7. But what other number did he wear at Real Madrid?
Number 9.
Correct. Messi famously retired from international duty in which year before reversing his decision?
2016.
That is correct.
Yes, we in.
I know.
That Ronaldo exclaims which word when celebrating a goal?
Si!
Isn't it Sishu?
No, it's Si. No.
Si. And I what mean, is that?
I thought it was like...
What do you mean?
What is Si?
CR7.
You don't even know what it is.
We are not a fan of you.
C is yes in Spanish.
Yeah. Oh.
So that is why he
S-I,
says.
Yeah. Oh. I thought it was like Sishu.
Yeah. No, it's not Sishu. Can we go to question?
Okay. Okay, number 6. Okay, not number 6. Number 6 of the Ronaldo and Messi. Yeah. Messi wore the number 30 at the start of his Barca career and is now number 10. What other number has he worn for the club?
19.
Correct. Which Portuguese island off the coast of Africa, which also shares its name with a cake, is Ronaldo from?
Madeira.
Correct. Messi has won a record number of?
Ballon d'Or.
Thank you.
Six.
Messi has won a record number of Ballon d'Or awards. How many?
Six.
Correct. Ronaldo helped Portugal win the European Championship in which year?
2016.
Correct. Which German multinational sportswear company is Messi an ambassador for?
Pardon? Adidas.
Yes, correct. All right. I feel like the score is now
2-2.
3-2.
To us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to end it there before you guys lose, because, you know, we don't want to go into extra time. And then next minute, you guys are like,
we're going to make it 4-2. Everyone
but
knows.
But were
that.
You? So that was interesting. I feel like I was on your side, though. Guys, I wanted you to win. Did you see I was rooting for you?
With the space questions.
Yeah,
no
the
way.
Space questions.
I asked you if you wanted bizarre questions. You were like, yeah, let's do them. And then apparently there's a soccer player who doesn't want to go to space. I wouldn't mind going to space, but I would want to know that I would survive it.
Yeah.
And not for long.
Imagine playing soccer in space.
I don't think that's possible.
Sure.
That's interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of it right now. The ball will be like...
floating.
Yeah.
Floating.
And then you would also be floating. So yeah. If you should... Yeah, it's going to be too weird. Too complicated.
But yes, we have redeemed ourselves.
You have redeemed yourselves.
It was tough.
Yes. DJ Sticks.
DJ Sticks, the boy on Flick.
Uh-huh.
Always
I still don't get that name. I would actually like to shade that name.
No, we're not shading the name.
I would like to shade.
We are moving
DJ
on.
Name on the VR and DJ K.
You know,
are worthy of the VR show. Congratulations. You may continue recording. You have passed the shade certification.
Yeah.
You've been shadified. Instead of certified, you've been shadified. And you are worthy of the VR show. Congratulations. How do you feel, Tabo? Or should I say DJ Sticks?
Yes, I feel... like I always felt. I feel like I felt. Yeah. I feel like I felt.
I feel like I felt. I feel like that needs to be put up somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I felt.
Yes.
DJ K, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm extremely smart. And
yeah.
I feel like what I have within my football knowledge is too good to like, you know.
It's special.
It's
to
it's
keep.
Extremely special, and I need to share it with the world.
That's
which
why
is why you do the VR show.
Yeah,
that's
the point.
Yes. So thank you. I'm glad you passed the test, because otherwise Active FM would have to find new sport lovers, which probably wouldn't be hard, but...
It would be hard.
Nowadays, it would have been extremely hard,
because we like treasure. The young
You are a rare breed.
Yeah.
A treasure that needs to be kept shining.
Right. All right, and before... before they continue gloating in their glory, we're going to bring it to the end of the show to save me.
Active FM, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So this has been The Shade. If you want to know anything more about Active FM, you can go check us out on all of our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. And we are on YouTube.
You guys can also catch us on our wonderful website designed by Legends. www.activefm.co.za. We are also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, and on WhatsApp.
Can you believe
it? Oh my word, DJ.
We are on WhatsApp.
I'm shook.
Did you even know?
Like, is there like WhatsApp for FM?
Yes, there's WhatsApp for FM.
Yes.
It's called Active FM's WhatsApp.
Wow, I'm shook.
And if you want to WhatsApp us and you don't have our number, go to Instagram, check on our bio, and you will get our number there. But thank you, DJ K, for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
I'm not going to thank you because you're always with us, Tabo.
Thank you for having me.
Fine. DJ Sticks, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tabo, you're just doing your job, man.
Yeah.
You're just shading, doing the things that need to be done.
I am here.
Yes. And so, from The Shade, peace out.
There's a battle within you, raging like a war of the ages. But there's a hero within you, waiting for the chance to be brave.
Be brave, be brave.
So even if you wanna give up, and your fears scream louder than thunder, you are never gonna give up, you're not going under. What if all of this could make you braver?
Stronger,
walking through the fire, flying even higher like a fighter. You rise up, if you never give in, you won't find the limit, you'll be braver. Stronger, never give up, you'll never surrender, never give in, braver. Stronger, what if all of this can make you braver? We'll be right back.
there's a wildfire within you, lighting up the courage to fight back. And there's an anthem within you, singing out hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just hold on, let go your fears and be strong. Hold on to hope, just hold on. What if all of this could make you braver, stronger? Walking through the fire, flying even higher like a fighter. You rise up. If you never give in, you won't find the limit, you'll be braver. The sun will rise again, and the night will soon be past. Open up your eyes again, see the perfect hope that we have. Hold on, let go your fears and be strong. Hold on to hope, just hold on.